Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Hey, Reese, Bibbs, put the game on, man. I'm trying to see what Luka and them boys gonna do tonight, man. Babes outside this podcast. Y'all know what time it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have finally recorded after a win. Welcome back to another Mavs Outsiders post-game recap. I'm one half of your host, Maurice Williams, a.k.a. Reese, MFR25 on Twitter, X if you're nasty. Joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Michael Bibbins, a.k.a. Bibbs, at Bibbs Corner on Twitter. Bibbs, we got the W. We the Road Warriors.
Yeah.
W on the road. I know a lot of people were nervous about this game. I put a tweet out earlier asking, like, you know, people's confident levels for the game. Some people were high, but it was a lot of sixes. Me personally, I was around like an eight. But the Mavs came out, you know, and they handled business.
Yeah.
Started off very close. I felt good after the first quarter, and here's why. I put the tweet out, and I'm pretty sure everybody else felt this as well. It was very obvious. We were leading by 1 point or maybe 2 points after the first quarter, and we shot 1 of 10 from three. And most of those three-pointers were wide open.
Okay.
With the last few games, when the Clippers are just knocking down these crazy threes, I always say, it's no way this lasts all game, right? I felt the same way with the Mavs. I said, there's no way this lasts all game. Eventually, those shots are going to fall. But continue to attack the paint and get buckets inside. And what happened?
It's important.
I'm sorry?
It's important to put that pressure on the rim.
It's very important, Luka. Would you consider this a Luka playoff, like one of those, the Luka game people were looking for?
I'd say yes, because people, we got to remember, like, we got used to Luka being a shooter this year.
Yeah.
But historically, he's never shot a high, he didn't shoot a high percentage necessarily from three all the time. Like, a 2 for 8 is fine, Luka-wise, historically.
Shooting 14 of 26 from the field.
14-26 from the field, so 54%.
Yes, that's the efficiency we want to see, because that means he's getting a lot of layups at the basket a lot. He got a lot in the mid-range area. Man, it felt good. It was tough. I had to look away for some moments because I was recording the My DeRees podcast with Jaron and Derek.
Gotcha.
I told them, I said, look, any other time, I'd have told y'all, no, I'm not recording during a Mavs playoff game, but I know we're excited to record because the Kendrick disc dropped. I ain't going to hold it off. I'm like, look, as long as we don't record through the whole game, I'm fine. Okay. So There were certain moments where I'm like, oh shit, like, you know, just watching the fucking game. But what were your confidence levels going into the game?
Like, yeah, I actually was about to respond and then the tweet disappeared and then I didn't feel like tracking it down. I was going to say a 6 out of 10.
That I was about to say, everybody was saying 6, man.
Yeah, like slightly positive, but I can't be but so high on this team based on what I've seen so far. Like, even like you said in the first quarter, you felt good. I felt like, this is going to be like a down to the wire type game because I worried more about the mental strength of this team at this point than I do about the basketball side. But once Maxi started hitting threes, I was like, okay, now we got something.
And when he started hitting them bitches, he started hitting them bitches.
Baby, if you give it to me, I give it to you. You know, that's all I heard every time Maxi hit a three.
Why?
Because Cameron Brake was courtside with you, me.
What's she got to do with any of that?
Maxi all of a sudden can shoot.
No, I'm saying, what does Busta Rhymes have to do with that?
The Baddie Cam, that's the song.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
You didn't know that's the song?
I didn't.
You don't remember the Baddie Cam?
For like Mavs games or something?
But any, hold the hell up. You not.
Oh, wait. Are you talking about like the videos on social media?
Yeah, like sitting courtside.
Yes. I'm sorry. You're right. I'm sorry. You put out that tweet and I said Dante Exum because I'm trying to will a Dante Exum game into existence. Don't want to be negative, but let's just say I think that shit has fucking sailed.
I think it's over for Dante Exum in this series.
I think it's over for him in this series. But we should have known it was Maxi because what we used to always say.
That's what I said. Like, I almost put Maxi about to go off tonight under the video. But I was like, man, I can't do that because I feel like I'll jinx it if I do this. So I just left
it. We used to always say, man, somebody need to get Maxi some ass so he can start shooting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And all it took was for him to see Cameron Brink fine at, and she was she was looking.
Not you picked up the white mic. This is crazy.
She was looking spectacular. I don't even drink milk. But I'd be a Dairy King for her.
Dairy King is crazy.
Got milk.
I thought your mic was black. Why is your mic white all of a sudden?
Your mic is white. My mic was never black.
You said that backwards.
That's your mic was black. Pause, first of all. That shit sound crazy. Hold up. Actually, let's just move on. Yeah, shout out to Cameron Brink. Holla at me.
Shout out to Cameron Brink.
Death by Snoo-Snoo.
Death by Snoo-Snoo was crazy. Whole squad was going crazy. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, should we run down the box score? Because we ain't do that yet.
I guess we can. I didn't know if you wanted to save it for when we do our grades. you can do the run through.
Let's just do a run through. It's nothing crazy.
Right.
PJ Washington didn't have the best offensive game, which is which makes this win even more impressive, to be honest.
Okay.
30 minutes, 1 for 7 from field goal range, 0 for 4 from 3, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 points, and 1 block. Mm-hmm. Did defend well, though, but that's expected at this point, I believe. Derek Jones Jr. with another offensive contribution. 5 for 7 from the field, 2 or 4 from 3 rebounds, 12 points, and 3 blocks.
Yes.
Daniel Gafford, better game than usual, even though this was the Derek Lively game. Daniel Gafford was not a negative. 19 minutes, 8 points, 5 rebounds. Kyrie with, I think, probably his, I don't want to say worst game because
he was quiet, but I wouldn't call it bad.
Yeah. It wasn't a bad game. He contributed in other places, especially with his playmaking. Mm-hmm. 35 minutes, only shot 6 of 14 from the field and 1 of 7 from 3. But had 4 rebounds, 6 assists, 14 points. His impact doesn't show on the box score. It's one of those games.
Right. He had a quiet game, but he didn't. I feel like he's, like he said, he tries to feel out the game, and if he felt like he needed to do more, he would have.
Yeah.
Didn't have to.
Luckily, when the fourth quarter came, we didn't really even need him to do more.
Yeah, and that's his time to shine usually.
Yeah. Luka, 39 minutes, 14 of 26 from the field, 2 of 8 from 3, 7 rebounds, 10 assists, 35 points, and 1 steal. The first real Luka game of the playoffs. He's had, like, he hasn't been terrible. He just hasn't been efficient.
Yeah.
And in game 3, obviously he made up for it with his defense. But he was able to give it on both ends today. Pause. What the fuck? Pause. game ball, though, if I have to take something from We Talk Mavs, goes to Maxi Kleber, in my opinion. I don't know if we win this game without Maxi Kleber. His contribution on offense, he was shooting like Maxi in 2021. Why didn't I see that coming? Why did I not see this coming? Maxi Kleber, 5 for 7 from the field, all 3-point field goals.
Splash
Mountain, to steal Brooke Lopez's nickname. Derek Lively, 5 for 5 from the field, 7 rebounds, 12 points, 1 block. This was all around. Hey, hold up. Shout out to Jaden Hardy for getting 14 points in 6 minutes that didn't matter. Shout out to Jaden Hardy. Get your buckets, young man.
Jaden Hardy said, I'm about to get my playoff points per minute through the roof.
Facts. this was an all-around team win. I think this was the best the team has looked on both ends during this entire series. And this is the kind of momentum you want to carry into game 6, which is at home in Dallas. It's not much negative I can say about this game. What about you?
No, not at all. I think we figured out pretty quickly that James Harden is the game, the series. James Harden's been going off, and tonight he did not. It was very quiet. 7 points, 4 boards, 7 assists. But we contained him. He was 2 for 12 from the field, 1 for 7 from 3. He doesn't do his free throw blatant thing as much anymore. But he was controlling the game previously. He did not control the game tonight. And we took James Harden away. We took everything they do away. That's how it played out. And tonight, I think we looked like the team I expected us to look like coming into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Not necessarily like we expected Exum to be a little bit more for us. PJ didn't have a great night necessarily, but with both of our bigs playing, let me look at the minutes, 43 minutes total. I think I said if we play 40 minutes of Gafford and Lively, that I know that we dictated terms. I think this is the first game that they played 40 minutes.
That would take some time to check.
I was gonna say
in this series, I
feel like
keep talking. I'll check.
Yeah, so I know a lot of people were not feeling that because you know the closing lineup is probably gonna be PJ and Maxi as the bigs, but the way I see it is, down the stretch of the season, we played amazing basketball when we were switching back and forth between Gafford and Lively being on the court. I'm wrong. This is the second time. Game 3? Game three, they played 40 minutes as well, which is also a win.
Another win, yeah.
But yeah, I think, again, for me, it's that's when we play our best ball. That's the way our team is set up, designed to be successful with those two playing, with those two on the court. And so if they're not on the court, then we're not playing our game necessarily, spacing or no spacing. If we're in a clutch situation, that means that we didn't do what we were supposed to do prior to the clutch situation necessarily. With if you, like me, believe that we are the better team. Mm-hmm. So yeah, two of the three games we won, Gafford and Lively played 40 minutes. I just checked game two. They played 29 minutes. And I believe Gafford, something happened with Gafford in game two, didn't it? Did he get hurt?
Yeah, was that the game that he left and came back?
It might be. He only played, he played less than 10 minutes.
That was the game he left and came back with yeah, that.
So of the games we won, two were games where they played 40 minutes and one was a weird situation where Gafford was hurt. That's our best. That's when we're at our best.
When the bigs get involved, that's when we're at our best.
And it makes me feel good to see us win a game like this because I was not stressed. Besides the first quarter, pretty much, I wasn't stressed.
Yeah.
Tonight, which feels great, personally.
It feels fantastic.
But yeah, I'm happy with this game, and I feel like there's a lot that we saw today that should carry over or could carry over. The Clippers are definitely going to respond. They're going to be desperate. We got to be ready for that, but it's at home. Like, I'm excited. I'm back. I believe in this team again.
Let me say this. I know when the chips are on the line and it's pressure, I know what happens to James Harden and Paul George.
Mm. Yeah.
It may not be both, but it's going to be one of them.
Yeah, no way both of them come out on a tear. I can't see it.
I can't see it happening.
We hit them quick, hit them early, they'll both fold. That's what they do.
We come out and clap them cheeks, get in and out. Nice quickie. On to the next round. Bow, 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 bow. That's that booty meat. Hey, 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 hey. They play like booty cheeks. It's a fantastic game, man. It's a nice way to end the night. I'm glad that they didn't have me up late because it is currently 12:45 a.m. But we said, you know what? We always, like I said, this game should end quick. I do have to get up in the morning at 5 a.m.
Damn.
Maybe I'll sleep in a little bit and be late for work. but we had to record after a win. Only ones we have are after losses. But the grades. I think they're going to be really good this game.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. List them now.
We're not going to do the garbage time, guys.
Absolutely fucking not. Except for Jaden Hardy. He gets a 10.
You put Jaden Hardy in there? All right.
Jaden Hardy gets a 10.
YOLO, let's go for it.
Just because he came out and said, fucking, I'm shooting. I don't know what y'all are doing.
All right. You want me to go through it?
Yeah, go through it.
All right. So we're going to start with the order they got, the box score on the NBA app. So DJJ.
10.
You said 10?
10.
Yeah, that's, I gave him a 10 as well. PJ.
8.
8? I'm going 6. I appreciate that he took the shots, but he got to give me more. If I'm, yeah. I crowned him as the third guy, he got to be the third guy.
Yeah.
Got to give him a little bit more. So 6 for me. Gafford.
9.
Okay. I went 7. The images of Zubac pushing him around still. But 7 is.
I just feel like at that point, that's just this man is stronger than you.
Yeah. But it's not a good feeling for me. Kyrie.
8. I'm leaning towards a 7, but I'm going to go 8.
I went
just because he did contribute other places.
Yeah, I went with the 8 as well. I wanted to be harder on him when I realized he wasn't doing a lot of scoring, but
especially considering what he's done for this series so far, I don't want to be too hard on him.
Gotcha. Yeah, it wasn't necessary, and I know he's a fourth quarter guy anyway, so I let it slide. Yeah. Luka,
10.
Okay, 10 for me as well. We've been talking about Luka not having a Luka game so far. I think we both agreed tonight he corrected that. So I think we're both happy. Is this the first time we both gave him a 10?
Yes.
Yes. This is my first 10 I've given him. You gave him one in game 2.
For that defense, I believe.
Yeah. Lively.
10.
10 for me as well. Max.
13. Is this Maxie's first grade above a 7 for any of us?
Let's see. I gave him a 9 in game 2.
What did I? No, wait. I think I gave him a higher grade in one of those.
You gave him 8 in game 2 and 3.
Okay. All right.
I think we'd give him credit. Like he did enough, I guess, in those two games. But 4 and 5, he was. I mean, 4, he definitely was rough.
Yeah.
And game 1, he was obviously bad. I think you gave him a 0 game 1. Yes. So Maxi back on the mend. Let me see what that puts his average at. He might be close to or above a 7 for me now. I think he is, despite the 2. All right, let's keep it moving. Exum. He did play garbage minutes to get to his 10 or whatever, but I'm still counting him. I'm giving him a 4.
I was literally about to say a 4.
It's hard. I think we only graded him for game. You gave him a grade for game 2. I only gave him one for game 1 because I didn't see game 2. But yeah, it's been a rough go for Exum. Josh.
Josh is so crazy, man. That fucking 4-point, that fucking 3-point shot was crazy.
Didn't he hit the side of the backboard on the previous shot?
Yes.
And then he come back and get insane and make it.
The duality of Josh Green. A 7.
7?
Yeah.
All right. Did I say I gave him a 6?
No, you didn't say anything.
Okay. Yeah, I gave him a 6. And then you said, Hardy, you give it a 10. So.
Yeah.
Shout out to AJ Lawson, points on the board.
Again.
That's it. That's everybody.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited for game 6. I called Mavs in 6. Hopefully we can close it out. I know we wearing the black jerseys. When was the last time we wore those? We didn't even wear those this season, did we?
I said, did we wear black jerseys at all?
I think those are older city jerseys.
Who said we were wearing the black jerseys?
They had the thing set up for like which jerseys we wear for each game, and they already had black planned to wear on game 6.
That's interesting. Especially since black is one of the Clippers colors. Okay.
We'll be back in. Hey, man, if y'all come with the energy y'all came with for last game when we was making that comeback, woof.
Yeah.
Let's close this thing out, man, and get some rest get some days off for the next round.
Do we get days off? Because the Thunder waiting.
Actually, we play Friday, so I think the next game would be like
Sunday or Tuesday.
Monday at the earliest.
It might be Monday. Oh, Friday. Yeah. I don't think they would give us Sunday. But
yeah, they wouldn't do Sunday. That's crazy.
Let's see. Saturday is... Oh, wow. They got Wolves Nuggets game 1. On Saturday.
Yeah, I heard that.
Damn, that's gonna be a game.
Man, that series is gonna be. Woof. That's the series of the playoffs for me.
Yeah, that's I've been looking at that matchup for a while. I didn't think it would be a second round matchup, but I thought they were gonna be 1 and 2. But I want that matchup. I want that for Gobert. I want that for Jokic. Like, I, you know how I get into that big man battle. And I'm curious how that's going to play out. I think Jaden McDaniels on what, MPJ? I don't know if he's really had a good matchup, a good person guarding him yet. NAW dealing with Murray.
I was about to say you put Ann on Murray. Okay.
I put Ann on Murray for some of it, but NAW is going to come in and do that too. Yeah. I think Aaron Gordon is going to be the X factor. And that makes Cat the X factor on the other side.
Cat is definitely the X factor for Minnesota. I think Michael Porter Jr. should be the X factor for the Nuggets, but I guess, I mean,
I'm already blanking him with Jaden McDaniels. But
I ain't going to completely blank him out.
If KD got it, then that was good. No, I don't think there's many people that pay attention to MPJ. I think he just kind of coasts by.
Yeah.
Getting these buckets that people
he's been fantastic this
don't
player.
Think of him. People don't give him credit at all. I know he's a piece of shit off the court, but
I ain't gonna say he's a piece of shit.
I'm sorry, he comes from great stock. I know he's a weirdo off the court. His family,
yes, absolutely a weirdo.
His family is full of weirdos, but yeah. That ain't got nothing to do with him getting these buckets.
Man, this. It's good, feels good to end the night on a high. Yeah. Glad we don't have to wait 2 days for the next game. 2 days in between the next game, I mean.
Right. It's at 9:30, so I don't have to rush to Georgia.
Okay, 9:30 isn't bad. I mean, it's basically 10, but whatever. All right.
We're going to end at midnight. Are we trying to do a reaction?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, imagine if we win, we have to do.
You have to, because yeah. we realize people actually listen to podcasts after wins. They don't want to hear shit after a loss.
Yeah. Like if we win and move on to the next round, we have to do one. Yeah. So,
for sure. Yeah.
Why is Malik Beasley shaking ass on my TV?
I was just about to say the same thing. Like, what's going on?
Like, it was no other celebration you could do. All right. let's get up out of here. Let's close this out. I can get some rest.
All right.
Game six, man. We got a chance.
Let's get it.
Got a chance to put these dudes in the dirt, possibly break up another team, move on to the next round, and then it's just on the OKC.
Let's get it.
But let's not count the chickens before they hatch.
Yeah, I'm not talking about no OKC matchup.
Yeah, no, we ain't doing that. Let's finish off the Clippers first because it ain't over until it's over.
Nope. You got to go out there and actually play the game.
Facts. It's not over until it's four wins on the board. That being said, we're going to close this thing out. We'll holler at y'all and see y'all for the Mavs Outsiders pod. And if you're a patron outside the NBA, signing off for recent bibs. Peace.
Peace.
We don't want to hear you say nigga no more.